We are joined by Steve Hukowski, the owner of Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, for our homeowner tips section. And Steve, I got a question for you. For the first time, my wife, Mary, fired up our furnace this morning. And I know it because I could smell, it's almost like I could smell the heat or smell it running that first time, and it doesn't smell now. Is there a could people expect a little bit of a smell if they haven't run it in, you know, 6-8 months?
Oh, yeah. That's very, very, very common. What happens is that that heat exchanger accumulates dust and dirt throughout the summer months. And even though you've got a filter on there, there's still a fair amount of dust and dirt that gets through that filter and then kind of goes through your furnace. And then you've got a heat exchanger in there, which is basically a metal kettle that you've got flame on the inside and the air flows on the outside. And through the summer months, that just accumulates. And then when you fire up the furnace for the first time, it basically burns off. It doesn't start a fire or anything. It just kind of melts off.
I'll tell you what.
Smell.
That thought went through my mind. I wonder if something firing up underneath the house. So I'm glad to hear that. Now, people are using their furnaces now, and there's some common service calls that you've been getting this week, and you had mentioned, you sent me some notes, dirty filter, clogged drain lines, inducer motors not starting. Now, you mentioned about the inducer motors. People can, something like that, they can handle themselves at home, right?
Yeah, we see a fair amount of that. It's a shame that we have to go out and do these. That's kind of why we talk about them on the show, just so you don't have to call us and have to spend money on a service call, because there's simple little things you can do. And we talk about it almost every week about clogged filters, furnace filters. Absolutely the number one service call that we have here. The drain lines, pretty much all furnaces these days, high-efficient furnaces, have a drain line. Basically, these furnaces are called condensing furnaces because they produce water. There has to be a drain on the outside of the furnace that drains the water from the furnace to your drain, your floor drain. Those lines get they collect dust and dirt just like the heat exchangers do, and they get clogged. And it's as simple as blowing them out. But a new problem that we're seeing this year, and actually Carrier Bryant has a recall on some of the, depending on the models, on some of them with these inducer motors, and something to do with the gasket in there collecting moisture over through the summer and not allowing these inducer motors to get going. But on top of your furnace, if you open the door of your furnace, there's an inducer motor. And an inducer motor basically sucks the exhaust through the heat exchanger and out the side of your house through the PVC pipe, or if you got an 80% furnace, up through the metal chimney. If that inducer motor doesn't start spinning, your furnace will shut down. It's a safeguard that's in there. But it's to get it going for the first time, you know, from the summertime to the fall when you first fire up your furnace, it's as simple as turning the wheel on top of there. You just give her a little spin and she'll fire right up.
Well, and you helped us out last year because we had a clogged drain line, and thanks to you, we were able to get it taken care of. And the other thing, as we're talking, I'm thinking about, and we've talked about this before, but for people who maybe didn't know about it, on your air conditioner, there is a switch that right above mine there is, and I think on many people that have air conditioning, the outdoor unit. Should we be shutting that off or pulling out? Mine has the little plug that's in there, or pull that out. It's not really a plug. It's a, you know what the term would be. I don't.
Well, we call it a plug too. And you either got a switch that turns on and off, or you've got a plug that you pull out, you flip it 180 degrees and put it back in, and that basically shuts off the power to your air conditioner. And the reason you do that is because air conditioners have what's called a crankcase heater. They basically, it's a little metal strip that runs, you know, electricity through it, and it heats the compressor outside. They do that so you don't have liquid refrigerant migrating back to the compressor. So when you fire it up in the summertime, you don't have that liquid refrigerant in there, which can harm that compressor at startup. The problem is you don't need that in the wintertime, and all you're doing is you're burning electricity. So, yeah, turn that thing off. You just got to remember in the springtime to turn it back on.
Well, actually, now that you – see, I didn't realize it will just turn around and pop it back in. I was thinking, well, where do I put this? What if I lose it? So you won't lose it because it's set – up for being the plug is the same on either side. It's just that you turn it off by turning it around. Oh, that's good to know. I will do that then.
Just flip it and put it back in, and it doesn't have any power going to the unit then.
That's great advice. Now, humidifiers, if people haven't changed their filters, now is the time to do it, because they're going to get a lot of use in these months ahead, right?
Yeah, we are officially in humidifier weather. I know ours started to kick in this week. And if you have not changed your filter, which I know I'll be doing it this weekend, now is the time to do it. Because if you have an older filter that's all kind of up is the best way to describe it, you really don't have much efficiency in that humidifier. You could have water going through there, but you're really not going to humidify the house all that well. You put the new filter in, it's almost overnight difference as far as how well they work versus not working. But, yeah, you definitely, this is the time to do it, and they should be done once a year.
Well, we haven't had issues here, but the house we had before when we were in Orono, I could tell because I would wake up, I'd be so dry, you know, and I mean, I've gotten, occasionally I would get a nosebleed because it would get so dry. So that's great advice for that. Now, if people have any questions or need any help, saberheating.com is the place to go. And you also, now's a good time with the furnace season starting and all the things you mentioned, to look into your Saber Blue program. It's a great maintenance program. And basically, your technicians will come out, and the cost is not in the technician. It's in the parts. And the parts, there are sometimes when parts are cheaper, right? I mean, it's not, parts aren't as expensive as if it's a lot of labor involved. And the Saber Blue program absolutely helps with that. How, Steve, have you had the maintenance program since you started Saber?
No, we started, I would say, probably about 10 years ago. And it's mainly set up for people that don't want to touch their furnace or air conditioner. You know, if you have no idea how it works, you don't even want to know it's there, we'll take care of everything. And you'd be surprised how well that works as far as reducing the amount of service calls you have. A little bit of general maintenance goes a long way with these furnaces and air conditioners. And that's not to say you'd never have a problem, but it greatly reduces the chance of it happening.
Well, and if you're like me, who doesn't know what he's doing, other than maybe turning a plug around, SABREheating.com, 763-473-2267. They will answer the phone. You will get an answer, and you'll get a response no matter what time of the day or night that you call. Steve, thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again about some of these great tips next week.